Well, Dom, it's going to be an interesting couple of days and weeks for Sheffield Wednesday. First of all, just how close is that new management team to being put in place?
Well, as far as I know and to my best of my knowledge, I think that Carlos Carvalho, that is pretty much done. They've agreed personal terms with him. And I'm expecting, unless something changes, and you can never rule that out, I think that Sheffield Wednesday earmarked him to become their new general manager. And then I believe that Sheffield Wednesday have held talks with Mark Cooper's representatives, over him potentially becoming their new head coach. So that they're hoping that they can come to maybe some sort of agreement. They're very much sort of pursuing him. They've yet to make a formal approach for Mark Cooper, but they have certainly held talks with his representatives, trying to sort of sound him out and find out whether he would be interested in coming to Hillsborough. So that's pretty much where we are. Cooper does have 1 year left on his contract at Swindon. He obviously led them to the League One playoff final only a month ago, where they lost to Preston. And because he has a year remaining on his contract, Swindon will be pushing for, you know, they would want compensation, which I'm led to believe would be in sort of the region of 150,000. So that is maybe what is sort of, that is what is maybe delaying and holding up and a potential announcement that I think Sheffield Wednesday, as far as I know, and from what I've been told by my sources, they're looking to announce Carvalho and the head coach together as a package before they go public. I think they want to try and get both deals done.
So in terms of Mark Cooper, then it would be a case that they'd have to agree that compensation. Just in terms of transfers, the ins and outs, has there been any movement despite the management team still not being officially announced yet?
I think their sporting committee, which is sort of made up and headed by Glenn Roder, and then there's Paul Senior and Jonathan Hill, and associates to the chairman, Jaypan Chansiri. I think they are very much lining up potential transfer targets for this summer, and I think they have been in contact with several clubs, both in England and abroad. I think that clearly the transfer market hasn't and will not be reopening until July the 1st. And so I think they're trying to sort of, they've got deals that are in the pipeline. They've held talks with several clubs, but I don't expect anything to be announced until certainly next week when it reopens on July the 1st. But they have been busy searching. The squad needs major surgery. They've currently got 13 senior players on their books for next year, so they are looking to bring in a number of reinforcements over the summer. A striker is pretty high on the priority list because they didn't score anywhere near enough goals. Their top scorer last year was Ati Nuyu with 11 goals, so they know they need to add to that area. And so, certainly the striking department is one position they are looking to improve and add a bit more quality to.
And talking about some outs as well, there are rumours regarding Maguire leaving Wednesday, possibly going to Bolton. Is there an update on that?
No, as far as I understand it, it's very much a case of he certainly held talks with Bolton as Chris Maguire. He was offered reduced terms to stay at Sheffield Wednesday. He scored 8 goals last year. He turned that down. It's not necessarily the end. Sheffield Wednesday, they may come back with a counter-offer and try and persuade Chris Maguire to stay. He's been with the club the last 3 years. So it might not be the end of Chris Maguire at Hillsborough, but his agent and Chris Maguire, I think they certainly are pursuing and looking at other options. And Bolton, over the last couple of days, yes, they have certainly held conversations with Chris Maguire recently, over a possible move. He's rated pretty highly by Bolton boss Neil Lennon. He's liked him as a player for quite some time. So my sources have told me so. We might, over the next couple of days, we might find out one way or another what's going to happen with Chris Maguire's long-term future.
And so finally, looking back at that management team, just from your own point of view, when do you think it will be announced? Could it be in the next week, or do you think it might be a case that they have to wait just a little bit longer to get Cooper?
It really just depends on how long it's going to take for them to finalise compensation with Swindon. If that were to break down, then they would have to go and look elsewhere for other options out there over becoming, over a head coach position with Sheffield Wednesday. So it's difficult to say, but I would think that as long as the talks keep sort of moving positively between Swindon and Sheffield Wednesday, I would think that there is a good chance that something could happen this week on that front, and we might not be that far away now from an announcement.